I would focus on two phrases with the Mesillas Yesharim tonight. And he tells us the Yetzer Rock Ish Muhammadu. He's a combat veteran. Omalumud Barmimus, and he's treacherous. Be absolutely molded mimeno, and if you want to escape from his clutches, you can only do so the b'chochmo rabba v'ashkofa gedoyla. You need two things, chochmo rabba and ashkofa gedoyla. Ashkofa gedoyla is v'yashkef, is to see. A person could be, an army could be very well prepared. It has good troops, good training, and good equipment. But it doesn't see the stealth of the enemy. Lo aleinu, that was the Melchemet Yom HaKippurim. The chisaron wasn't that we didn't have tziyud, that we didn't have equipment, and we didn't have soldiers, and we didn't have training. But we didn't see the enemy's approach. And by the time we saw the enemy's approach, we were in deep trouble. And it cost us dearly. So a person is a shkofa gedoyla. He needs perspective. He has to see. To know what the dangers are. A lot of people go through life and they don't know what the dangers are. They don't see the dangers coming. Then the second issue that you need is you need chokhmah rabba. If you know what the dangers are, but how are you going to deal with them? You need a great deal of chokhmah to deal with them. Great deal of chokhmah to deal with them. And Murray Rabbi Rav Hena, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was mekayim both of these things, of chokhmah rabba and ashkofa gedoyla. He saw life very, very clearly and in a very deep sense. He did not look at anything superficially. And that he was a tremendous chokham of how to deal with life. No, I came to him once. I can't go into what all the details are, but a certain person had an issue that came to me, and I was close with the Rosh Hashanah Zatzal, so I went to discuss. He wanted I should hear what the Rosh Hashanah had to say about it. So Rosh Hashanah took a certain stance. So I asked him why he took that stance. There's an obvious reason not to take that stance, to take a different stance. So he says, okay. He says, so the stance that you want to take, okay. So he took the stance that I want to take, and he marched me a few steps forward, what could happen. He says, and exactly for the reason that you want to do it is the reason not to do it. Because exactly what you think you fixed, you can even make worse. You could even make worse. And I was stunned. He just marched me a few steps deeper than I was able to go. He says, no, and what are you going to do when it reaches this point? Then not only wouldn't you have fixed the problem, you would have made the problem worse. So he was already thought through to that level. And I came, I had a very good argument. I did not make a poor argument to him. But he just took me a few steps deeper. And then this is, now what are you going to do? What are you going to do now if you go in that direction? So a person needs hashkofa gedoyla to understand life. From what comes out, what are the consequences of the things that we do in life? I do something, what's going to happen from that? What will be the repercussions from it? Ravelvu, Zatzal said about Rav Chaim, says Rav Chaim could tell you the consequences in 50 years of a move that we make now. He'll tell you what will happen in 50 years from now from this move, if we make this move. He had a shkofa gedoyla. He was able to see and vision and depth of understanding. But then beyond that, you need chokhmah rabba. You can define the problem, but how do you deal with the problem? How do you deal with the problem? And that you need a great deal of chokhmah for, a tremendous amount of chokhmah. L'moshel, l'risrol of Salant. One of the things that he articulated that the Balei Musa used is lahachlif yetzer b'yetzer, to fight the yetzer hara using the yetzer hara. A person's lazy. He doesn't like to get up in the morning. But he should get up to go to daven to the betzibur. But he's lazy. It's hard for him to get up. He wakes up. He hears the alarm 6 o'clock in the morning. Closes the alarm. He puts the covers back on his head. He goes back to sleep for 2 hours. But he wants to go to the betzibur. But he's lazy. That's his nature. He's a lazy nature. So what did Rabbi Saul say? So what you need to fight the Yetzer Hara, you could try to fight him with frumkeit, it's a big thing to go, but that's not always the best way to go. You're going toe-to-toe with the Yetzer Hara, and you're not so likely to win. But this guy likes coffee. He likes coffee. Cappuccino is mamish me'ed olam haba. If you tell him that an olam haba is going to have a cappuccino machine, he'll have as many as you want, whenever you want. That's already enough reason to go to Olam Haba for a cappuccino, If it's anything better than that, it's Halachas Kama, but that's already enough, So, he loves a cappuccino. I love coffee. I can't always drink it, but that's a different problem. I go buy a place where they roast coffee. I go, there ain't Olam Haba. So this guy loves cappuccinos. So he says to himself like this, listen. If I get up after the minyan, in daven for minyan, after the minyan, I'm going to go to Starbucks and buy myself a cappuccino. And I'll enjoy the cappuccino. But if I don't get up to the minyan, I'm not going to Starbucks that day to buy a cappuccino. So now he wakes up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and he says, the Yetzer Tov says, it's time to get up for the minyan. The Yetzer Hara says, no, it's cold out, you're tired, it's good to sleep. So now, what does he tell? So now he answers the Yetzer Hara. He says, no, but I have a different cheshbon. I like a cappuccino. So we take the taivas that we have, and now I'm going to use the Yetzer Hara's method. I use the taiva against him. And I'll say, listen, if I stay in bed, I'm not going to have a cappuccino. I could smell the cappuccino and taste it now. I can't give up the cappuccino, so I'm going to get up. So why did he go to the minyan? What brought him to the minyan is the cappuccino. So this is what Rabbi Saul does. This is what means chokhmah rabba. A person has to understand how to outwit the Yetzer Hara. A person can go toe-to-toe with him. I have to get up to the minyan. But toe-to-toe, we don't always win. But if you use the Yetzer Hara's methods against him, so that's a way of energizing ourselves to succeed. So that's why the Ramchal says we need two things in life. Chochmah rabba. We need a tremendous amount of chochmah. And knowing how to deal with the issues of life. But all the chochmah is not going to help us if we don't have hashkofa gedolah. If we don't have foresight to what the problems are going to be, then we're going to get swallowed up with the problems because we're not going to be prepared to deal with them. Don't overwhelm us before we know what we're doing. But a person that has chokhmah, tremendous chokhmah, that he has his eyes open and he observes constantly, he's aware of what life is likely to bring upon him in different situations that he enters, so he could prepare beforehand how he's going to deal with it. The greatest challenges in life are the ones that we don't anticipate, because we're not ready for them. If I come into some place, I expect it to be calm. Water glass. It's also possible. I expect it to be calm. And it's not calm. It's a whole tense situation. So then I get overwhelmed. I wasn't prepared for this. But if I know I'm going someplace, it's going to be a tense situation. I know the person. He's a very difficult person to deal with. So before I go in, I anticipate what's going to happen. So now I prepare myself. So how am I going to react? So I'm already primed to react with chokhmah to what's going to take place. But if I don't anticipate it, so then I'm overwhelmed. And I'm overwhelmed, I can't respond properly. So we need to be able to anticipate in life what the challenges are. That's hashkofa gedolah. if we can anticipate them, we could imply Chochma Rabba to them, a great deal of Chochma to be able to fend off challenges. Good night, Rabbi Yisai.